kidneys and smiled. The smile warmed a face that was still haggard, though he looked better to Sandry's critical eye than he had even a week ago.
He needs to smile more, she thought.
Without affection or amusement to light his eyes, he was a rather forbidding middle-aged man with fleshy features, deep-set brown eyes, and an eagle's nose. With some warm feeling in his face, he looked both serious and kind, the sort of man it was easy to trust and depend on.
This isn't work,
the Duke told her as he lifted the sheaf of parchments.
I'm just reviewing what's been done on the repairs to the harbor wall.
Sandry walked over to him, kissed his forehead, and drew the papers from his fingers.
The harbor master is an expert on this sort of thing. You told me so yourself. And you know what Dedicate Comfrey said. Why pay these people if you have to watch them all the time?
I'm not watching. I'm keeping myself up to date.
The Duke carefully got to his feet. Sandry did not try to help. Too many people did that, and it upset him far more than did the loss of his former strength.
You and Dedicate Comfrey should understand that sooner or later, I must begin to oversee my realm.